Today I want to talk about reframing the question of the problem of evil with the help of an Oxford mathematician. Stay tuned. Hello friends, Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, Senior Pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I was sitting with this week's episode thinking about what to talk about or what to bring to it, and I was reflecting on a number of conversations I've had as a pastor in the last week or two, any of which honestly would have been a good grist for different topics about faith and about life and so forth. But I ended up going to one conversation particularly in which the topic of the problem of evil came up, which, you know, it could be stated, why do good things happen or why do bad things happen to good people? philosophically, it can be stated with sort of a very famous trilemma, which is you can say God is all powerful, God is all good, and bad things happen. And so you can have any two of those, but if you put all three of them together, it creates a real challenge intellectually about our faith. And indeed, I would say the problem of evil, technically the word is called theodicy, is the most difficult question to address and to answer. And you can do all kinds of Google searches. You can read books. We've talked about it here in some ways. And I've recommended, among other things, this book by Peter Kraft, Making Sense of Suffering. But today I want to lift up a response to the problem of evil, which I actually just heard relatively recently. I think it was in the last month or two, and it's on a video, and it's between, it's actually a YouTuber who's lifting up a conversation between two people for his channel. The two people who are having the actual conversation are a gentleman named Alex O'Connor, who is a pretty well-known atheist on YouTube, and the person he's talking to is a gentleman named John Lennox, L-E-N-N-O-X. I have not read things by Lennox, but I have seen him pop up on YouTube episodes or channels that I have viewed. I've always found him to be very thoughtful and intellectually rigorous. A really quick bio of him: he is an Oxford mathematician with not just one or two, but he has three doctorates in mathematics. He's an emeritus professor of mathematics at Oxford, and among other things, he speaks five languages: English, Russian, French, Spanish, and German. I mention all that just to make it clear that he is not an intellectual lightweight. He's a very thoughtful, intelligent person who, among the things he has done, in addition to being a mathematician, he has been something of a Christian apologist. And you can find books by him, including, in fact, one on this subject, which is called Suffering Life's Pain: Facing the Problems of Moral and Natural Evil. I've not read it, so I trust that it's good, but it's certainly on the topic here. In any case, in this conversation with Alex, and Alex O'Connor is, again, bringing up the problem of evil, you know, why do bad things happen? How can bad things happen to children and innocent people if there's a loving God? And John Lennox, and we'll link to this video so you can hear directly from him. I'm paraphrasing a bit. But he responds by saying, you know, Alex, it's a really good question. It's a hard question. And what I would say about it, John Lennox here, what I would say is that it's a question that's been talked about again and again and again for centuries, and we've never really made much progress in answering it or responding to it. And so he uses his mathematical background here, and he says, in mathematics, when we find that we have a problem that's insoluble or that's challenging or that we keep banging our heads against a brick wall with, what we find is helpful often is to change the question we're asking. So what he proposes, and I don't think this is intellectual sleight of hand, I think he's genuinely trying to help Christians deal with this problem. He says, given that the world is full of suffering, given that we face challenges in the world, given that there is pain in the world, and now I wrote this down, I think I'm quoting him pretty directly, given all of those things, which he concedes, he says, is there any evidence that there is a God who understands that suffering and understands it to such an extent that I can feel or see, not that I can answer all the questions about it, but I can feel or see a possibility of coming to some peace about it. So I hope I'm stating that well enough that you can see the difference. So it's rather than saying, well, why does God allow bad things to happen? John Lennox says, okay, given that bad things happen, is there evidence of a God who actually understands the kind of suffering we go through? And of course, it turns out that that is precisely the kind of God that we worship as Christians. We confess that God became human in the person of Jesus, and that very God was nailed on a cross, where whatever else we can say about that, we can say that in that event, Jesus experienced the same kind of profound suffering that all of us experience in this lifetime. So again, for me, that was a helpful reframing of the question of the problem of evil. It doesn't mean it answers all of the questions, but it sort of gets us into a different kind of headspace. And I will close with this. By the way, as always, I'd welcome your thoughts or questions about this. But the day before we were taping this, we had the fourth of our five organ recitals for our summer organ series. This one was with David Cherwin, who's a very well-known organist and composer and musician here in the Twin Cities. And it was a hymn festival kind of thing. So one of the hymns that we sang was Precious Lord, Take My Hand. And you know, it's not a long hymn, but I turn to that because if you read the words of that hymn, which we sang beautifully last night, and he accompanied us beautifully on the piano, what you find is that it's not an answer to, well, why are bad things happening to me? It actually, every single verse is full of life's pain and challenges and difficulties. You know, I'll just read the first verse. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. And then it goes on. I mean, it's filled with difficulties and pain. When the way grows drear, when my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call. The final verse, when the darkness appears and the night draws near. The whole hymn is conceding the fact that life is filled with pain and grief and challenge. And it's saying in the words of that hymn, God, it implies anyway, it seems to me, you've been here as well. You know what pain is like. You know what suffering is like. Be with me in my suffering. Hold my hand. Bring me home. Give me a sense of the peace and comfort that only you can provide, in part because you know what I'm going through. So that was my thought for today, prompted again by a conversation about this problem. And it struck me that I've not talked about this, I'll call it a reframing of how we might ask the question. And I found John Lennox's reframing of the question incredibly helpful, and I hope you do as well. So thanks for being with me today. And as always, until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.